Hi everyone, Jim Bartles here for KNUJ. Time for another update for the Minnesota Farmers Union. And we do these a couple times a month. And this one in particular for me is going to be a lot of fun because we're talking about the State Fair. And of course, Minnesota Farmers Union, they've had a building at State Fair since 1953. And they actually have, it became the Farmers Union Coffee Shop in 2003. If you've stopped by there, listeners, I'll tell you what, you know it's pretty good, and they've got a lot of great things there. We're going to be talking about that. Our guest on this broadcast will be Sarah Phelps, who is running the coffee shop itself at the fair, and Dave Buxton, creator of the MFU Bison Meatball Sub. Okay, so that maybe has got you a little bit curious already, but Sarah, I know it's a big event. Maybe you even have some numbers on how many people stop by, but I have been up there, I want to say, at least the last half dozen years. We do broadcasts up there, and we're planning on broadcasting up there again this year, both on the radio and on some Facebook video posts. But gosh sakes, the numbers have got to be huge on how many come through that coffee shop every year, right?
Hi, Jim. Yeah, thanks for having us. It's a busy day. Mornings are really the Farmers Union coffee shop's time to shine. Because we have such excellent coffee and sort of breakfast focus items in the morning through lunchtime. So it's pretty much a consistent crowd right when the fair gates open in the morning until about the time the sun goes down.
Yeah, and we usually get up there around 10 o'clock, and I mean, it is just, well, it's loaded with people. But what's good is you're staffed with a lot of folks, and when you come up to the counter, I want to say, are there 5 to 8 people taking orders? It's really well put together.
Yeah, it's we try to keep it a well-oiled machine. Every second counts at the fair.
All right. I want to bring in Dave right now. Dave Buxton, creator of the MFU Bison Meatball Sub. Dave, you got to tell us about this because I think this is going to be a new special emphasis feature this year. Give us a little background on it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us, Jim. So we had a couple of different kind of creative ideas for our new food submission this year, but this one is particularly important to me. I was actually born on a buffalo ranch in Colorado, so I love using bison whenever I can. And I feel like this dish in particular is just really Minnesotan. It's got, you know, the bison, which has been really important to Minnesota history. It's got kind of a brown gravy on it that kind of is similar to a Swedish meatballs you'd be able to get in Minnesota. And, you know, there's wild rice in the meatballs and in the bun itself. So it just really speaks to the Minnesota kind of cuisine. And I think this is going to do really well for State Fair. It travels really well, and it's just absolutely delicious.
What? How big a sandwich is this? Is this something that a person can, you know, chow down by themselves, or in some cases it might be a sandwich built for two?
Well, you know, it depends how much other food you're eating at the State Fair. Of course, we want everybody to eat their fill at the Farmer's Kitchen, you know, coffee shop. But we, you know, we anticipate this being a single portion. Most people will be able to finish it without any problem and maybe have a little bit of an appetite left over for some pastries that we serve as well.
All right. I want to make sure that we mention the location for the MFU building. Sarah, it's pretty easy to find, but let everyone know the location of the Minnesota Farmers Union Coffee Shop.
Absolutely. We are just inside the main entrance on Snelling at 1635 Dan Patch. So we are right next to Culligan Water across from O'Gara's.
All right. And again, very easy to find. If you come in the main entrance off Snelling, just keep walking straight ahead. It'll be on your right side within less than a block, right?
You got it.
Yep, been there a long time. All right, so Dave, for you, is this a first year at the MFU booth, or have you been there in previous years working as well?
I worked with the MFU last year to support the chef at the time, and he moved on to some other projects, and so they asked me to kind of run it for them this year, and that included coming up with some new items.
Excellent, real good. Sarah, what about some of the other things that are going to be at the coffee shop that Minnesota Farmers Union hosts? I see a list of some of these things, but I'll let you lead us through some of that.
Yeah, we are excited to be in our third year partnership with Patisserie 46 under the guidance of pastry chef John Kraus, where if you visited their locations in South Minneapolis or the Rose Street Bakery in St. Paul, you know how amazing their pastry situation is. We're featuring two foods this year from them that we've been fortunate enough to be on the new foods list again this year for our banana s'more and also for John's apple glaze. Two great pastries that are awesome breakfast, lunch, or dinner, absolutely shareable. He makes some beautiful stuff over there. And then as usual, always a favorite is that we run the largest cold brew operation just about anywhere I've seen nationally, but for sure at the fair. We're making about 400 gallons of cold brew coffee on site every day at the fair. So our maple cream nitro cold brew is sort of our signature item and has been for years. It's time for everybody to come and get their yearly fix of that as well.
Wow. Okay. Tell me, you know, for those of us that have the sweet tooth, tell me about that apple glaze, and I'm not sure if Sarah or Dave, whoever, that just sounds too good to be true. What is it all about?
It is. Yeah, so Chef John Kraus used donut dough to then turn that into a apple glaze pastry using Honeycrisp apples from a local apple orchard, Eden Farms Orchard in Prior Lake. And then using that with brown sugar, secret spices. It's like the most quintessential, perfect apple cinnamon pastry.
And what about the banana s'more?
Yeah, we wanted to give a little bit of a nod to the s'more because it's very Minnesotan. But with a Patisserie 46 sort of timeless pastry flair. So it is a s'more with marshmallow, a little bit of sea salt, chocolate chunks, and banana on a crumble. So it's like a banana s'more.
Wow. Okay. I know you're open every day of the fair. What are the hours that you're open?
Yeah, we are open first thing in the morning, right when the gates open. So if you come to the fair gates, we are there ready to go, 7 a.m.
And 7 a.m. till how late in the day?
Yep, everyone at the fair is open till close. So we are open until the fair closes at 10 o'clock.
All right, very good. Keep that in mind. All right, so I want to get back to Dave. Dave, if you are coming to the MFU coffee shop, what are you going to order? What are you going to order alongside, of course, the bison meatball sub? What are your favorites there?
Well, personally, I'd probably start out with some of that lovely cold brew that Sarah mentioned to have some coffee and one of the apple glazes, and I'd probably sit on that lovely patio they have there at MFU and enjoy that for a little bit. And then I'd come back and get a bison meatball sub. And if I had room, I'd probably even have two.
Okay. Now, for myself, I know that there's a new summer drink that's coming out. And Sarah, what can you tell us about this this summer drink, strawberry basil lemonade?
Yeah, so our beverage consultant, Michael Angillis, who does a lot of work with local restaurants in the Twin Cities area, has created the strawberry basil lemonade in partnership with Earl Giles. Earl Giles is a local spirit maker, and they are doing awesome work in their elixirs. So through partnership with them, we have created strawberry basil lemonade, and we will look forward to making, 500 plus gallons of that for folks to enjoy during the fair. It's an awesome partnership with a great Minnesota producer. So we're super excited.
Sarah Phelps, what's your favorite? If you're going to go there and eat, we asked Dave already, what is your go-to meal that you're going to have?
Jim.
Come on.
I'm not going to lie. I am strawberry basil lemonade, and I am ride or die pork schnitzel. The pork schnitzel was named one of the best foods at the state fair in 2023 when it launched. Chef Andrew Zimmern of Food Fame said it should remain in the pantheon of state fair foods forever, and I agree. It's just, there's nothing like a pork schnitzel after a long day working at the fair.
Wow. We're talking to Sarah and Dave about the Minnesota Farmers Union coffee shop that's located just if you come in off Snelling, the main entrance, just go down less than a block. It'll be on your right-hand side, and it is a must-stop that you have to be to. Before we wrap up, anything else, Dave, that you want to mention in regards to the meatball sub or anything else?
Just wanted to give a shout-out to the local farms that are supplying all the products for that particular dish. Acton's Farm is supplying the ground bison. Hidden Streams is going to be supplying some of the ground bacon for those meatballs, as well as the pork for our schnitzels. And we just wanted to really appreciate the farms all around Minnesota that kind of supply the Minnesota Farmers Union in general and this project in particular.
Well said. Sarah, what about you? Anything else before we wrap up?
Same. It's so fun to be able to sort of highlight Minnesota farms as the Farmers Union mission does. There's also Farmers Union owns a restaurant, Farmers Kitchen and Bar, in downtown Minneapolis in the Mill City District, where every day, not just during the fair, they are highlighting food grown by Minnesota Farmers Union Farms. So it's not necessarily a farm-to-table restaurant. The farmers actually own the table. So that is downtown Minneapolis in the Mill City District. Visit us all year round at Farmers Kitchen and Bar.
Excellent. Tell you what, it's a place you really want to stop by and look at. They also have a great display on the wall. You'll find out a little bit more about Minnesota Farmers Union and things they stand for and what they do. But believe me, you'll be impressed with the Minnesota Farmers Union coffee shop when you come in. To Sarah Phelps, and Dave Buxton, I thank you for your time. Great to have you with us on KNUJ today.
Thank you, Jim.
So much.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Jim Bartles here. That's our update. Minnesota Farmers Union, go to their coffee shop at the State Fair. Jim Bartles reporting.